Mr. President, for giving me the floor. It goes without saying that we are in support of your idea of and suggestion to carry out additional consultations on the question of the observers, members applying for observer status in the conference. And we also support your notion that we have to treat this as a package. I think that it's the correct way of, dealing with this matter, and I think that it has precedence in the past. We fully concur with the comments made by our Mexican colleague that the fact that members, non-members of the conference take interest in our deliberations is an indication that what we do here is relevant and important. It's also the understanding of this delegation that once those members are accepted in the, as observers, that they abide to comply with the rules of procedure of the conference. And of course, it would be up to the president to call their attention once they eventually step out the boundaries of our procedure. So we don't see any reason to discuss this question in advance whether they will behave like they might have done in the past. So I believe that this is not something that that this decision should not be predicated in any precedence. On top of that, Mr. President, we believe that being the conference an organ of limited composition, I have heard in these very same rooms that it's absolutely necessary that every discussion or negotiation of treaties should have all members interested participating in it, all key stakeholders. So I believe that even that this could also be extended for participating in the debates regarding security matters. I don't see, I think that this logic is quite clear. So we would have difficulties in not accepting a list like this one. I think that this is to be welcomed, and we hope that we wish you all success in conducting your consultation so that we come to a result that would imply the acceptance of all those member states that would like to join the conference in its deliberations in 2023. Thank you.